Welcome to Souls Harbor Church. We're glad you're here. You can also join us in person at 2601 North Meridian in Wichita, Kansas. We have services at 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Sundays and 7 p.m. on Wednesday nights. We are a place of grace and a Bible-believing Pentecostal church where everyone is welcome to come and experience God. On behalf of Pastor Clark and all of us at Souls Harbor, I invite you to come and worship the Lord with us. I know you'll be blessed. Now let's join the service.
You know, I don't know where these other guys get their messages or how they get their messages. I guess I get praying and seeking the Lord for their message. And a few days ago, I was praying about the message for this morning. And I was at work, and I was just silently walking in my place of employment there. And when I walked out the door and I turned around and I walked back in, there was this rather very, very, very large lady that was standing there. And she had a t-shirt on. And I mean, you could read this from one end of the country to the other almost. And that t-shirt said, "I am too blessed to be stressed." And I thought, okay, God, there we go. That's what we're going to do. You know, whenever sometimes you just don't know what to do and then God just openly brings it out. I mean, these were not small letters. These were just like God was saying, this is what you need to talk about this morning. So that's what we're going to talk about this morning, is that we are too blessed to be stressed. And I looked on the internet and I seen something that was kind of humorous. But how many have ever felt like this before? Come on, look at me. How many has ever felt like this before, where you just felt like you was just totally, totally, totally stressed out? But that's what we're going to preach on this morning, is we are too blessed to be stressed, because if we don't deal with stress, it's going to make a mess. If we don't deal with stress, it's going to make a mess in our life. We've all felt it. Sometimes stress can be positive, and sometimes stress can get you to the point where you just don't know which way you're going to turn or what you're going to do. Now, this last week when I missed Sunday service, I had been sick, and I had been down for 3 or 4 days, and I was just really, really feeling down. And then this week, I begin to feel a little bit weak and begin to feel a little bit, you know, where, you know, the devil begins to say, why don't you just call the pastor and tell him to take over? It's his job anyway. And so I begin to think about that. But the more I looked at this and the more I studied it, I knew that that lady was sent there for a reason for me. That we are too blessed to be stressed. And we're going to give you that this morning. Now, stress is impossible to avoid. I don't care how good of a Christian that you are or what you are. Stress is just hard to avoid in our lives. And it's not always a bad thing. Stress sometimes can be good for us. Getting a promotion at work is a positive stress. Becoming a parent is a positive stress. I guess it was back a few years ago for me. It wouldn't be now. But being a parent can be a positive stress. And a moderate amount of stress pushes us sometimes to exercise our body. And a moderate amount of stress pushes us to the point where that we need to do some things. But sometimes the devil, or sometimes we ourselves, you know, I think the devil gets blamed for everything. But sometimes we get to the point where we put so much stress on our own lives that we really get to the point where we feel like we cannot go underneath the load. But there are some types of stress that reacts. Injury or increase in illness, overeating, drinking, abnormal sleep, loss of interest, increased impatience. That's not Clark's. We all have patience. But increased impatience, poor performance at your jobs or where you work. These are all stressful things that go on in our lives. And I read something this morning that I thought was so good that I just kind of added to this message. There was a young man one time by the name of Alexander, and he was a boy about 7 or 8 years old. And he had one of those days where everything went wrong. Disastrous was right one after another. Nothing went right. It was a horrible, it was a terrible, and it was a not good, and it was a very bad day for this young man. For instance, when Alexander woke up in the morning, he discovered that he had gone to to bed with gum in his mouth. And when he woke up, there was hair, there was gum all over the hair that he had. And when he got out of bed, he tripped over his skateboard, and then he dropped his sweater into the sink when the water was running. And he said out loud, he said, "I just knew it was going to be a horrible, terrible, not good, and a very bad day." Then he went to school, and it turned out to be a horrible day there too. And after school, he had a terrible experience at the dentist office. Then came supper, and he said, "We had cauliflower for supper, and I hate cauliflower." He said, "I just hate it." And he said, "So I went on the TV, and I began to watch TV. And all they had on there was hugging and kissing and all that kind of stuff. And I hate hugging and kissing and all of that stuff." Then he went to take his bath, and his bath was too hot. He got soap in his eye. He lost marbles down the drain. And when he went to bed, his brother had taken his own pillow and took his pillow up so that he didn't have his own pillow. And then his Star Trek light went out. And he bit his tongue, and the cat decided that he wasn't going to sleep with him, but was going to sleep with his brother. All in all, he said it was a horrible, it was a terrible, and it was not good, and it was a very bad day. Now, it is any wonder that when Alexander finally went to the end of the day, he heavily sighed and said, "I think I'm just going to run away." How many of you ever got to the point where your day was just so bad you just said, "I'm just going to quit. I'm laying my head down and I'm just going to quit. I'm not going to take no more. I've had it. I'm just going to run away." But those are the times we need to run into the arms of Jesus. Those are the times where we need to put our trust, our hope, and our confidence in this God that we're serving today. There's many things that causes excess stress. I told you that already, but there's an app that is used in the Bible that helps us to take care of our needs. How many know what an app is? I'm not computer literate, but I know what an app is. An app is a little thing that you can download on your phone, and whenever you finally get to that place, you can just kind of tap that app and it'll bring up whatever you put in there, whether it's the weather or whether it's this, that, or the other. That's what an app is, that you can download on your phone. But there's an apple that with very little use, this can be used. In Isaiah chapter 41 and verse number 10, it said, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee by the right hand of my righteousness." God has a lot to say in this one verse this morning. And that enabled us to properly handle stress if we use the app that God has given to us. So we're going to tear this scripture down just a little bit this morning. Number one, the Bible says, according to the scriptures, it said, "Do not be afraid." Do not fear. God knows all about your fears. He knows all about the words that you say, but he said, "Don't be afraid." He commands that because he is the Prince of Peace. He's able to banish the fears if we'll draw close and if we'll trust in him. And you might say, "Oh, I know all of that. I understand that you've preached this, and the pastor's preached, and Brother Leonard's preached, and Brother Jimmy's. We've all preached that God will take away our fears and our anxieties if we just trust him." Anxiety creates unnecessary fear. We worry because we are not really trusting God. We worry and we have doubt and we have unbelief because we're not really trusting God. Church, today I'm talking to myself this morning. We get to the place sometimes where we have a headache and there's something going on in the head. We get to the place where I have a backache and, "Oh, there's something wrong with the kidneys," or "There's something wrong with," you know, we just go on and on and on and on about what could go wrong in our lives. Oh, but church, today my Bible tells me, do not be afraid. Don't let the devil take over your hearts and your lives and control you by fear today. For the Bible says, "Fear hath torment." If you have fear, it is a different thing than having faith. Because if you have fear, you're having faith in what the devil can do. But if you have faith, you're putting faith in what God can do. And I'd rather put my faith in an almighty God that is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If I have a choice, I want to put my faith in this God and in this Savior that I'm serving today. This is why he commands us not to be afraid. Psalms 34 and 4 said, I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and he delivered me from my fears. Isaiah 4:10 said, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help you. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. We can go on where it says in 1 John chapter 4 and 4, now the God of hope fills you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. A church today, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against them. When the devil throws doubt and unbelief and fear in your lives, it's time that you take a stand and say, God, I'm going to serve you. You told me not to be afraid. God, I know that in myself I fear, but God, I know that in you I'm able to conquer all things because of what your word said. God, help me today not to be afraid. Therefore, seeking the Lord is the key to being delivered from the enemy, from worry, from fear, and alleviating the stress. And unfortunately, if we have that, it will take us further away from God. The second thing in the scripture that said, do not fear. Why? Because he said, I am with you. I am with you. I am with you. You know, there's times that I'm going to get on Lori again right now, because it wouldn't be a good sermon if I didn't. But I'm going to get her. You know, she'll sometimes, like last Saturday or whenever it was, she decided she was going to Waukini to see her kids. And Friday night, I thought, oh, this is going to be good. I'm going to kick back. I'm going to relax. I don't have to put up with her. I don't have to do any of that. I can just do whatever I want to do. I can come and go as I please. She wasn't gone in an hour, and I was calling her and telling her she needed to come home because I wanted her with me. She didn't have to be around me. I just wanted her in the house. I just wanted her around me. Why? Because there's security in having my wife. There's security in having her there in my home. And that's just the way that God is today. He said, I am with you. If you turn him away and you think, oh, this is going to be a great day, I don't have to pray, I don't have to worry, I don't have to study my Bible, I don't have to do any of these things. Oh, but that's when we become more hungry for the Word of God. That's when we need to get to the place where we say, God, I need you with me. Oh, God, I need you with me. I need you to walk with me. I need you to talk with me. I need you to understand exactly what I'm going through. 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse number 57 said, the Lord our God is with you as he was with the fathers. Let him not leave us or let him forsake us. Psalms 27, 19 said, hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger, for thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. Hebrews 13, 5 said, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be with content with thanks. The things that you have, for I will never leave you, or I will never forsake you. Since God, the Almighty One, the Creator of heaven and earth, is our God, and since he is with us, why should we fear? Since we know that he told us in his word that I'll be with you always, even unto the end of the world. If we get to the place where we feel like we just can't handle it anymore, we need to understand that God is with us, and that he will lead us, and that he will guide us, and he will direct your lives, for he will be with you always unto the end. The third thing the scripture says is, do not be dismayed. Do not be dismayed. To be dismayed is to be discouraged. To be dismayed is to have discouragement come in from the devil, whose aim is to get us down and keep us down. He tempts us to give up. Even David was greatly dismayed, and he was stressed out. And I'm going to give you scriptures in just a minute. But church today, let me tell you something today. I know what it is to be discouraged. I know what it is to be down. I know what it is for the enemy to begin to talk to you and say, it's just not worth it anymore. I know what it is when the aches and the pains come that you feel down. I know what it is when the enemy comes in like a flood. I know what it is when I feel like I just can't take one more step. But I also know what it is for Jesus to put his hand in my hand. I also know what it is that I can depend upon God, for he will never leave me or he will never forsake me. As I said, David was greatly dismayed and he was distressed. 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse number 6 says, David was greatly distressed because the men was talking of stoning him. Each one was bitter in spirit because of his sons and daughters. David fought strength in the Lord his God. David was greatly stressed because of the things that he was going through. Jeremiah 17:18 says, let them be confounded that persecute me, but let me not be confounded. Let me not be dismayed, and let me not be dismayed. Bring upon me the day of evil and destroy them with double a destruction. Jeremiah 10:2 said, thus saith the Lord, lean not, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at all. Church today, I feel like that maybe you're not really getting exactly what I'm saying today. But what I'm telling you today is, if we put our faith, if we put our hope, and we put our trust and our confidence in this God that we're serving, that he will be with you even unto the end. I know there may be those this morning that are carrying heavy loads. I know there are those this morning that feel like you've just got all that you can handle. But when you've done all you can do, the Bible says just stand. Sometimes we feel like we need to be more than we need to be real spiritual. Sometimes we feel like we need to be real spiritual and say, I am stronger than that. But sometimes we get to the place where we can't do anymore. And the Bible tells us just to stand, just to depend upon his word, and just to know that he is with you to the end. Notice where David found his strength. David did not find strength in a self-help book. He didn't find his strength in a self-help book. But in the Lord and in Jesus, there was no cause for discouragement. Amen. But full confidence of his love and his blessings. That's where David found his strength. And that's where we need to find our strength. I think sometimes that we need to just shut the TV off. And I think sometimes we just need to block out everything that's going on. And we need to learn to depend upon Jesus. I've told you this before, but it makes so much sense in my life. That there's times maybe in the midnight hour that I'm being tried. And the devil will begin to put things within my mind, the fear and the torment and things, and I'll lay there and I'll struggle and I'll toss and I'll turn and I'll do this, that, and the other, and finally I realize there's a Bible not 2 feet away from me, and I'll pick up the word of God and I'll clutch it to my chest, and all of a sudden all fear, all unbelief, all doubt, and everything goes away because of the word of God that is clutched close to me, because there's power in the word of God. I've told you this before, that there was a young lady that went to her youth pastor and said, Pastor, I'm going to go out with this young man. Never been with him before, but I don't really want to go away. You know, I don't want him to go down the road that he may think that I'm easy, or go down the road that he may think that he can do whatever he wants. And so she said, "Pastor, I need you to pray for me." And he prayed. And then he looked at this young girl and he said, "Young lady, this is what I want you to do." He said, "I want you to take your Bible," and he said, "I want you to set it between you and that man, because he's going to have a terrible time getting over Mark, Luke, and James." A church today, we need the Word of God in our lives. And if we have the Word of God between us and the devil, he cannot penetrate the Word of God. He cannot come against the Word of God. He may rant and he may rave, but the Word of God is going to give you power. The Word of God is going to give you strength. Because there's power in the Word of God today. Number four, and I must hurry on. He said the reason why you don't have to fear is because he said, "I'm your God." Oh, I looked at that, and you know, so many of them were so good. But when I read this, it made so much sense. He said, "Don't fear, because I am your God. I am your God." You know, there's times that, and bless his heart, I love him for it. There's times that Lori and I had a situation, and Dad just come in and he said, "Let me help. Let me help you a little bit. Let me do this. Let me do." And there's been other times where he said, "Just let me help." And you know, whether that help come or didn't come because I didn't need it, there was just strength in knowing that my dad cared about the situation that I was going through. And that's just like Jesus. Jesus today, you don't need to fear, you don't have any doubts, you don't have any unbeliefs, because he said, "I am your God, I will help you, I am the God that healeth, I am the God that understands, I am the God that's going to give victory, I am the God that's going to help you overcome today." Isaiah 43:2 says, "When thou passest through the waters," he said, "I'm going to be with you."
Hallelujah.
He said, "When you go through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon you." Why? Because I am your God. I care and I understand what you're going through. Genesis chapter 28:15 says, "And behold, I am with thee, and I will keep you in all places whither thou goest." He said, "I'll keep you when you're going through the fire. I'll keep you when you're going through the water. I know and I understand." The old saying about the footprints in the sand, where he said, "God, why are you leaving me alone?" He said, "I'm not leaving you alone. I'm picking you up and carrying you during those times." Oh, there's nothing about being picked up and staying in the arms of Jesus. And know that he is your God today. Know that he cares. So my question to you today, is Jesus your God? And is Jesus your Savior? If so, you are too blessed to be stressed. You are too blessed to be stressed. You can depend upon him. God will act on your behalf exactly as the Word said that he will, because he said, "I am your God. Whatever you go through, I'm going to be with you through it. Whatever trial, whatever temptation, whatever thing that you're going through, realize that I've got you in my hands and everything is okay." Number five, it says, "And I will strengthen thee." The fifth part of that verse, he said, "I will strengthen thee." The Lord gives us strength and endurance. God gives us grace to have peace and joy during the times of stress and trials. God uses these trials for our benefits and blessings, even though they are difficult to understand and difficult to endure. You might say, "Why am I going through this? God, just take it away. God, just deliver me from it. God, I don't want it anymore." But the Bible tells me that Paul prayed thrice. He prayed and he prayed and he prayed that the Lord would deliver him from this thorn of the flesh that he had. But the Lord spoke back to me and said, "My grace is sufficient for thee. I will give you the strength. I will give you help to overcome. Because when you walk through the waters, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to give you that strength. I'm going to give you that hope. I'm going to give you that joy." This morning I went out for a little walk, and when I got back, I just felt like I was just totally drained. I didn't have an ounce of strength. And I sat down in my chair and the strength come back. And Lori brought me an orange and that seemed to help a little bit. But then when I got up out of my chair and walked around, I felt like my legs was going to cave out from underneath me. And I even got to the place where I was putting my guitar in the case and walked up the stairs. And by the time I got to the top of the stairs, I had to hang on to the banister because I just didn't have any strength for some reason. I was sitting up here on the platform and I looked at Lori and I said, I really feel weak. You know, she has a way of reading our lips sometimes. And she just said, okay, but you know what? She said a little prayer. Wasn't a long prayer. It wasn't a fancy prayer, but it was a sincere prayer to God. God, give him strength today. I don't feel that weakness right now. I don't feel that pain or that weakness where I feel like I'm going under, because my God has given me strength. Church, today, whatever you need, we are serving a God that cares and understands and knows exactly what you're going through. James chapter 1, 2 and 3 says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that it's the trying of your faith, it worketh patience. Oh, but Brother Dennis, you don't understand. My trial is worse than your trial. My load is heavier than your load. My discouragement's heavy, and it may be true, but it doesn't make any difference, because I am serving a God that will bring you through. I'm serving a God that will strengthen you. I'm serving a God that will give you that hope. I'm serving a God that will give you that strength. Number 6 in this verse, it said, and I will help you. He said, I will help you, even when we're so stressed that it's difficult to pray. How many's been there where you just felt so much under the load where you just didn't feel like you could even get on your knees anymore, and you just couldn't pray because you just felt like your prayers are hitting the ceiling and coming right back down upon you? When we get so stressed out and so to the point where we just can't move, we just can't pray anymore, those are the times we need to let the Holy Ghost come in and begin to pray for us and begin to give us strength. You know, today, have you ever stopped? I'm sure you've thought about this time and time again, but this Jesus that we're serving is in heaven today, and he is standing right next to the Heavenly Father. And when we go through things, he can look at God and say, God, I died for them. God, I gave my life for them. God, I give every ounce of strength for them. Give them strength and give them power and give them help today. We read the scripture so many times. Dad used it and the other ministers have used it. But it makes so much sense where he said, I give you power. I give you power to tread upon the serpent, the scorpion, and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So whether our need is physical, or whether our need is emotional, whether our need is spiritual, or whether our need is relational, whether our need is at home, at work, or whether our need is for a loved one, the promise still remains that Jesus said, I will help you. Very last thing in that verse, he said, I will uphold you with my righteousness and with my right hand. John chapter 10, 27 through 30 says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them. When my dad calls, he doesn't have to say, hey, Dennis, this is Dad. I know by his voice who it is. When Lori calls and says, hey, I know who it is, because I know their voice, and I understand their voice today, and I understand the love. But he said, my sheep listen to my voice, and I know, and they follow me. I will give them eternal life, and they shall not perish. And then the other part of that says, no one, listen to me. He said, no one will snatch them out of my hands. No one can take my people away from me. There's not enough devils in hell that will separate us from the love of God and Christ Jesus, because he said they hear my voice, and I know what their voice is. When we call unto God, we don't have to say, God, this is Dennis. But when we go to God in prayer and say, oh God, he knows what my voice is. He understands what my cry is. He understands it. And there's not a devil in hell that can snatch me out of his hands today. Trials and snares, as I come to a close, will come, but they cannot separate us from the love of God. Yes, there will be trials, and yes, there will be stress. However, God can turn a mess into a message. God can turn a test into a testimony. God can turn a trial into triumph victory. God can take a victim and turn it into a victory. Why is that? Because we are serving a great, big, wonderful God.
Thanks for joining us here at Souls Harbor Church. We hope you've enjoyed spending time with us and hearing the Word of God. We invite you to join us live for the service and be part of all that God is doing here at Souls Harbor. Be sure to check back each week for our latest message. And in the meantime, be blessed in Jesus' name.